We have a whole perek in Masechet Pesachim that's called perek Mokim Shenagu, and the assumption is that if a kehillah has a minig, so the minig is binding on all of the members of the kehillah. If a person moves from one kehillah to the other and he plans not to return back, so he's no longer bound by the minhagim of the old kehillah, he's bound by the minhagim of the new kehillah. What is the basis of the binding force of minhagim? It's all based on a Gemara in the Dorim. Daf Pei Aleph on the base and Daf Tei Zvav on the Aleph. The Gemara, the way we have the Giras and the Gemara, the way the Ran and the Dorim, everything revolves about the Ran. So the Ran on Daf Pei on the base and the Dorim quotes from the Balei HaTosfos. The Giras that we have with the Gemara, that a Neder is binding mid the Minig is binding mid the Rabbanim mitam Neder. In our Torah, we assume, not all the Rishonim agree, we assume in Shulchan Aruch that a Neder is only binding if the person pronounced it with his lips. As the Pasuk says by Shvua, Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisushova Levate Bisvasai. So most of the Rishonim assume who are denami Neder. Neder is only binding if he's Levate Bisvasai. If Gomar Baliba, a person, Amar Shmuel, as a Gemara in Shvua, Stav Chavav, and Bex, Amar Shmuel, if a person was Gomar Baliba, he made up his mind to observe a Neder, a Shvua, it's not binding, Tzarech Lahotze Bisvasai, we have to say B'peh. There is an exception to the rule. The Gemara quotes an exception to the rule is Karbonus. Because the Pasuk Nadiv Rayamim says, Kol Nadiv Leiboilos Heviu. Those who had been Menadev Balev, Kol Nadiv Leiboilos, they were Menadev Balev to bring in Karbonayla Heviu. They brought the Karbonus to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Menatoira, that's an exception to the rule. So now the Gemara says, Medirabanan, we treat every Minik Toiv as if it were like Korban Oila, as if it were like Hekdesh, and we say that the Minig Toiv is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. And then we assume there are two types of a neder. There's a neder hayochid, then there's a neder hakehillah. So the neder hakehillah, the shvuas hakehillah, is binding. Where did the Gemara find such a source in Tanakh that there's such a thing as a shvua or a neder of the kehillah? So the source is the Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, Im Teiru, Im Teiru, Esu'aba, Atche Techbot. So there's a Gemara in the end of Ksubis, the Sugya, and then Ksubis says, a couple is getting divorced because the husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the wife wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. So if whoever wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, even though they lived here for so many years, whoever wants to move to Eretz Yisrael has the gerecht d'taina, and the one who doesn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael is considered as if they're at fault for ruining the marriage. So the Gemara there has the whole discussion about the chashivas of living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there quotes the pasuk Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, that's such a thing as Klal Yisrael Shol Shavuos Hishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. The Jewish people took three different shavuos. So you see from the Gemara that not only is there a Shavuos HaYochid, a Yochid takes a Shavuos binding, there's such a thing as Shavuos HaTzibur. That Gemara is talking about Shavuos HaTzibur. The whole Klal Yisrael took Shavuos. Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim. So the Mishnayis have in Pesachim such a thing as Shavuos HaKehillah. This Kehillah has a Minig, and Minig is binding Mitam Neder, so it's considered as if this Kehillah took a Neder. So that's also binding in the Rabban.
Okay.
So
when I thought one of the Shavuos was not to go to
No, no. One of the shvuos was that the Jewish people will not force the issue to establish a the wishes of the goyim, not to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's always to go to Eretz Yisrael. There was one opinion in the days of the Amoraim that whoever goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is over be'esei, because the Navi Yirmiyah said Bavel yavo v'shama yihyu. They're going to go to Bavel to Golus and they're going to stay there. So we don't accept that opinion. We paskan that even from Bavel you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk Hishbati Eschem, one of the Shalosh was that we won't force the Ummah Olam to give us a Medina. But it's not about living in Eretz, moving to Eretz, that not.
So we just see from that Pasuk the idea of Shua Tzibur.
You see, there's such a concept of Shua Tzibur. So that Pasuk is talking about Shua Tzibur, the whole Klal Yisrael. And the Mishnah is applied even to a Minik HaKehillah. This Kehillah has such a meaning, that Kehillah has such a meaning. So we assume that minhagim are binding midirabbanan mitam neder. That's beferish in the Gemara. Minig is binding mitam neder. The whole thing is only midirabbanan. In Yeridaya, this is a separate Simon, in the beginning of the third Chelek Yeridea, I think a Simon ratio dollar, if I'm not mistaken. There's a whole Simon that Menhogam are binding mitam neder. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes a difficult Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. The many Tshuvas in the Chasam Sofer where he deals with Menhogim, and 19 out of the 20 Tshuvas he writes the way everyone would have expected, that there is a hierarchy in Chashivas and Dinim. There's a Din Deraisa is a most Chomer. Then there's a Din Derabanan that appears in Tanakh, a Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Kabbalah Kedibre Torah Damyan. Then you have a Din Derabanan that doesn't appear in Tanakh, that's lower level. Then you have a lower level, then a Din Derabanan is a Minig. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in 19 out of 20 Tshuvas. And then the Pischei Tshuva quotes the one Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer where he writes Vaket, where he writes that Sofik Derabanan Lakula, but Sofik Minig is L'chumer, because Minig Bitam Neder, and Neder is a Diminator. It's difficult against the Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish. The Minig Bitam Neder is only Midirabban. Says Beferish the Gemara. Minig Bitam Neder is only Midirabban. So that's a difficult. So some wrote, they try to write Terutzim, how to farem for the steer in the Chasam Sofer. It's a difficult Chasam Sofer. We assume that Sofik Minig is Lakula. The Sofik Derabban Lakula, so we assume Sofik Minig is also Lakula. Not like that Chasam Sofer. So when it comes to Pesach, in addition to all of the dinim that we have in Hagim as well. So the Ramor quotes that the Ashkenazim have a minig. We said it's based on the Tosfos on Mem Amid Beis, the bottom line of Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Hananel reads the Gemara like this: that even though Kitnius is not Bola Dechima, it's only the Chameshes Minei Dogon, but there's a minig Hechad Shchicha Abdi. When the people running the kitchen are not such great Yirei Shamayim, then you should be machmer not to permit kitnius. And in the days of the Gemara, it was Reish Galusa. The people running the kitchen of the Reish Galusa were not so medactic, they were avodim. As manazeh, the Rishonim developed a meaning that we're afraid that all the balabatim are not such Yirei Shamayim. So we observe the chumer of kitnius. So how far does the chumer of kitnius go? So I think the Prima Godim says, kitnius is muta on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you eat chometz, there's no chorus. If you eat chometz b'Pesach, there is chorus. If you eat chometz on the last day Pesach, Yantav Sheni Shogolius, the eighth day of Pesach, there's no chorus either. It's only with the Rabbanan. The last day, the eighth day, Achron Shal Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, is only with the Rabbanan. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is deraisa, but there's no chorus. So which should be mochome? Erev Pesach after Chatzos, or the last day of Pesach? So the Prima Godim, so the meaning of kitnius is all 8 days of Pesach. Ashkenazim have the meaning is all 8 days of Pesach, but the Prima Godim says it doesn't apply Erev Pesach. Okay. As day Pesach is a midirabbanan, so Sveka the Yom of it is the Kores, so we being more chomer than Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And then by the Hasidim, they have a meaning that they don't eat Gebroks. So the last day Pesach, they make on the Gebroks. Why make all the last day Pesach? So the Bnei Yisoschar writes in his Sefer, they don't want their chumra to be to serve as a kitrug against the misnagdim. Not everybody observes the chumra of gebroks. So if the Hasidim are going to observe it, the non-Hasidim are not going to observe it. So the Bezun Shalmaila may punish those who weren't medaktik. So the Hasidim also eat gebroks on the last day Pesach to demonstrate that it's only a chumra, so it shouldn't be a kitrug in the Bezun Shalmaila against the misnagdim. So if you make them on the last day Pesach, you should certainly be mekel on Erev Pesach, no? So somehow it's not so. Somehow it's not so. But, then the Ramo has a minig. The Ramo has a minig before the Gebroks. Ramo has a minig not to eat dried out fruits. Because sometimes they used to dry out fruits on the same kelim where they would have chametz. So you shouldn't eat dried out fruits unless it was made under hashgacha. So that's different versions, but those who have that minig, does it apply the last day Pesach? Does not apply the last day Pesach, yeah. Let's say a person decides, let's say a person gets stuck. A boy's learning in Eretz Yisrael in a yeshiva, and he can't afford to come back to America for Pesach, and he's going to have to eat by his sister. And his family don't only eat gebroks, but his sister married a misnagit. So she follows her husband's minig. She does eat gebroks. Now the brother is stuck. The only place he can eat is by his sister, and everything is going to be gebroks. So what can he do? So maybe some say, let him make a hataras nedarim. What do you mean a hataras nedarim? Hataras nedarim is if I'm the bala neder, if I have a private minig, if I took a neder, I have a minig taiv. So minig taiv is binding me tam neder. So I'm the bala neder. I can be nishal on the neder. If it's a neder, if it's a minig hakehila, a minig hamishpacha, so I'm not the bala neder. You have to get the whole kehillah, the whole mishpacha to be mata neder. It doesn't make sense. I decided I don't want to observe gibrox. I don't want to observe kitnias. I'm not the bala neder and the kitnias. You have to get all the Ashkenazim to be mata neder and the kitnias. You can't have one person be mata neder. So the pashtus is like the Dogam Levavah writes, Nari Behuda has Horus on the side of the page in Yeridaya. So in that simon, Resh Yudalad, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that a minik toiv is binding mitam neder midirabbanan, quotes that Gemara in the Dorim, daf tezvavim and aleph, and daf pei aleph and beis. So the Shach has a problem over there. So the Dogam Levavah says the teretz to the Shach's kasha is, it's against the Shach, what the Dogam Levavah is saying. Teretz says kasha is that when a person adopts a minik toiv, so it's self-understood that once in a while there's going to be in a Shas Hadchak and he won't be able to observe the Minik Toiv. So that's built in. That's a self-understood, built-in clause into every Minik Toiv. I'm going to observe the Minik Toiv when it's reasonably possible. If it's going to be a big Shas Hadchak, so self-understood, you don't need a Hattaris and Dorm for that. Even if it's a Minik Toiv that the person has. The only time you need a Hattaris and Dorm, I don't want to observe the Minik Toiv at all. But if it was just on one occasion, I'm not feeling well, and I have a big shas hatrak, so then he says you don't need a hataras and dorm. So that's the pashtus. If a person gets stuck on one occasion, he has to eat gebrok, he has to eat kidneys or something, so he doesn't need a hataras and dorm.
Referring to the
Rambam,
says that minhag is just the person hataras and dorm, and sibor, and the then there would be no question at all. It's like you're in a community where they don't have that minhag, so you're certainly not going to hataras and dorm.
That's right. That's right. Maybe that's what the Chassam Sofer is talking about. It could well be. That's a possibility. Otherwise, the Chassam Sofer is very difficult. Yeah. If I identify as a member of that kehillah, so then I'm obligated to observe all of the nedarim, all the shvuos of that kehillah. Let's say a person was brought up in a Hasidish family, then he decides to convert, to become a misnagid. He joins in a Litvish yeshiva, and everything he switches over, he doesn't wear a kapot, he doesn't have long pace, he doesn't do any of the things that chassidim do. So he converted. So he belongs to a different kehillah now. So if he belongs to a different kehillah, the pashto says you don't even need nahataras nadar. But you can't pick and choose. You can't say, let's say, I want to convert to become a yekes. I only have to wait 3 hours between fellation. I don't have to wait 6 hours. So Rabbi Schwab always used to say, you wait 3 hours, you got to say the long slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The yekes say 2 hours slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. They say 2 hours slichas, and everybody else only says 20 minutes slichas. So you have to pick which kehillah you belong to. You don't belong to any kehillah. So that's parish ben atzibur. You have to belong to some kehillah or another. Okay, so a person has to identify with some kehillah or another. He just... What?
With the Rosh Hashanah slichas are shorter.
Okay, whatever it happens to be.
Not much.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of chumras. Rashi comments on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says that May Paris Hay Machmitzin. That's the top line on Lamed Hamid Beis. That if you mix May Paris with the flour, it will not turn into chumras. So Rashi is bothered with their kashi. Learn that's Lamed Hamid Beis. And you look at Tumud facing it. Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says if you have May Paris, it's Memayel LaHachmitz. How can it be Mamar Lahachman? Gemara says, Ein Machmitzim. So there's a Rashi and the Rabbi Natan. So Rashi says, May Peris, if you mix May Peris with flour, and you let it sit for hours and hours, you let it sit forever, it'll never turn into Chometz, Dog, and Gomer. But the Tchilas HaChimutz process will begin. Chimutz is a process. It doesn't happen in a second. So Tchilas HaChimutz process is called Seor. Not to be confused with Seor in the Chumash. Sor is talking about the yeast. If you mix flour with water and you don't bake it, so if you don't bake it, let's say leave over a little bit. If you're not going to bake it, the microorganisms, the bacteria are going to keep on eating up the dough and going to keep on reproducing, going to have billions, zillions, trillions, millions of microorganisms. Then there isn't going to be any dough left. So that's called sa'or. That's in Chumash. Chametz is cookies and bread and spaghetti, macaroni. And sa'or is the thing that's mamish, not roi l'achilos adam. The rabbi learns that it's not even roi l'achilos hakelev. But since it's not roi l'achilos adam, not roi l'achilos hakelev, how can it be anisa macholos asuris? Anisa macholos asuris has to be michael. If someone bows down to a sefer, he deifies it. He bows down to the computer, he deifies it. So Abedizar is not macholos asuris. Abedizar is an isa hanor. Starts off as an isa hanor. Doesn't have to start off as an isa achila. But if you're talking about chometz b'pesach, it's an isa macholos asuris. If it's not roi l'achila, how can it be macholos asuris? So the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza quotes from the Tosefta in Beitza that since sa'or is roi l'chametz b'isa sacheris, since it's an ingredient that you use to mix into dough, when you mix flour with water, if you don't put in yeast, it'll take forever to rise. If you throw in either a packet of yeast, those are the microorganisms themselves, or if you throw in a bar of yeast, you're left over some dough from last time that you mixed flour with water, and the microorganisms came from the air, and then they keep on eating up the dough, and they keep on reproducing, so the whole thing is going to be microorganisms. So when you throw that in, the dough will rise faster. You don't have to wait all day long. It'll take 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever, for the dough to rise. So since it's roi l'chametz b'yisad acheres, since it normally used, the yeast is used as an ingredient in food, so despite the fact that it's nifs ma'achila, it retains the shem ma'achila, because it started off, it was roi l'achila. When it was flour mixed with water, it was roi l'achila. Except that the microorganisms kept on reproducing, and then it became the Sol Me'achila. But since the Sa'or is Oymed Lekach, to serve as an ingredient in a Nado, so that retains the Shem Oichon. So that's called Sa'or. That's in Chumash. And then the Mishnah has a different word that's called Se'or. Shin Yud Aleph Av Resh. Se'or, that's a Mishnah on Mem Chesam Ebeis. So the Se'or means Tchilas Achimut's process. And Siduk is when you have the dough rises and you have a lot of cracks on top, so that's called Gemar HaChimutz process. So the Gemara says, there's a Machlekes HaTanai, Machlekes Ramei Rav Yehuda, what's considered the beginning of the Chimutz process? And what's considered the Gemar of the Chimutz process? If you only have the beginning of the Chimutz process, then it's Osir to eat that. That's another Machlekes Ramei Rav Yehuda, whether that's an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabbanan. The Tchilas HaChemetz process, whether that's an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Rabbanim, would you get Malkus or not? And when you have the Gemar HaChemetz process, that's called Siduk, when you have Sedokim, when you have cracks all over the place. It starts to rise, then it's rising so much, it's going to crack on top. It's not going to be one big thing on top. So then, on that you have Koris. So there's such a thing, that's one form of Chometz Nuksha. The Gemara used the expression Chometz Nuksha in different contexts. So one of the kinds of chametz nuksha is seor. This Mishnah memchesam beis, when the tchilas achimetz process occurred. So Rashi answers the contradiction between the two gemaras, between lamed hem and beis and lamed vav and aleph. May peris machmitz means it can never reach the point of siduk. It'll never become chametz dog and gomer. It'll never be chayt koris. I think Gemara says lamed vav and aleph. If you mix may peris with flour, it's memahia lahachmitz. The Rashi says the tchilas achimetz process will happen faster. The Gemara says in a different place that if it's less than a shear mill, if you mix flour with water, you let it sit less than a shear mill, so for sure it didn't become chametz. What's a shear mill? That's an amount of time. So the Mishnah Bura says that a shear mill is 18 minutes. That's what he quotes from the earlier poskim. And then the later poskim point out that 18 minutes by us is really 22 and a half minutes. They were working with a different time system. They had the 18 minutes had more seconds than we have 60 seconds in a minute. And their minutes had more seconds, so it's really, in our system, it's the equivalent of 22 and a half minutes. So if you mix flour with water under normal circumstances, not talking that it's a warm room where the heat is coming from the oven, or you're mixing with warm water, under normal conditions, regular room temperature and the regular room temperature water, and you mix it with flour, so less than shear mill, for sure, nothing will happen. And more the shear mill, then you have to be concerned, maybe the Tchilas HaChimutz process will begin. But Rashi learns, if you mix May Peris with the flour, the Tchilas HaChimutz process may happen even earlier, it'll be Mamala happens, but it'll never reach the Gemara Chemetz process. So that's based on that Rashi. According to Rashi, you shouldn't have egg matzahs on Pesach, because the egg matzahs are made Peiris, and it has apple cider mixed in. So the apple cider with the eggs is made Peiris, so that's going to be Mamala happens. That's the Chumra of Rashi. Rabbi Natam, Rashi's grandson, disagrees with Rashi. And he says the answer to the contradiction between the two Gemaras is simple. If you just have May Paris alone mixed with flour, a machmitzim period. It'll never, from today till next year, even the Tchilas HaChemetz process will not begin. The next Gemara, Lamed Vav and Manalap, that says if you have May Paris, it'll be Memar LaHachmetz. That means if you mix flour with water, and then it should take 22 and a half minutes to begin to be concerned that maybe it'll turn into Chametz. So if you mixed in addition to the water, you also mixed in May Paris, then it'll be Memayla Hachmetz, and May, the Tchilas Hachimetz process may begin faster than 22 and a half minutes. But if you didn't mix any water in, then May Paris is nothing with nothing. So according to Rabbi Natam, if you have egg matzahs, there's nothing wrong with eating egg matzahs on Pesach. So the Rabbi Natam, lo melo olibo, he was Rashi's grandson, he was a little child when Rashi died. His older brother was the Rashbam, so the Rashbam learned with Rashi. The Rashbam usually follows everything that Rashi says. Rabbi Natam was younger, that's why he wore tefillin to Rabbi Natam. He didn't follow everything that Rashi said. Rabbi Natam Tosis quotes lo malo libo, he didn't want to violate Rashi's opinion about the egg matzahs on Pesach, but on Erev Pesach he was mekel to eat the egg matzahs. So the meaning of Shulchan Aruch is that we're machma for Rashi Shita not to have May Paris matzahs with May Paris and Mala Hachmetz, unless for Chodem Eskenim, then you make them.
But, you know, what's the problem to start to be coming if it's not going to reach the tomorrow? So why should we, is it already coming?
The Tchilas Hachimetz process is called Seyor. So that's awesome. So that's a Machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, whether that's awesome in Antara or awesome in the Rabbanim. That's also in the same Mishnah. Amem Ches, Amem Beis, where you have them. There are three machlekes in Rav Meir Abuda. One is when is the beginning of the chemetz process, when is the gemara of the chemetz process, and this stage in between that you have tchilas hachemetz and not the gemara chemetz, that's isa without kares, is that an isa deraisa and isa derabon? So the Mishnah has all three machlekes in wrapped up in one Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Memches on the base. There are different kinds of chametz nuksha. So one kind of chametz nuksha is, that's Rashi's using that expression, what we call seyor in the Mishnah. If the tchilas hachemetz process began, that's called chametz nuksha. Then there are another two kinds of chametz nuksha. Not all of them, maybe that none of them are deraisa. Maybe some are deraisa and some are derabbanan. But there are different kinds of chametz that we call chametz nuksha. So this is one of them, the seyor, when the tchilas hachemetz process began. Not to eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach when there's an Iser Chametz, yeah. So the minig is that you don't eat egg matzahs. Yeah. Dushad, what about Erev Pesach in the morning? Erev Pesach in the morning when you're allowed to eat Chametz. When you're allowed to eat Chametz. Is there a minig not to eat egg matzahs? You're allowed to have Chametz Erev Pesach in the morning. So how can you say you shouldn't have egg matzahs? So the Pashto says there never was a minig on that.
Egg matzahs have no water.
Have no water, no. It has apple cider and eggs. If it would have water with apple cider, then the Rabbi Natam would agree it's Memayla Hachmet, so we wouldn't permit it. So they're careful not to have any water.
Yeah. The apple cider is made with water and apple concentrate.
I don't think they do that. I hope they don't.
If they did it, that would be a problem.
There'll be a problem, because then you have May Paris with water that's Memayla Hachmet. So then everyone would agree that you shouldn't even allow it for Chodem Eskenim. Yeah. Yeah. If he has it by the Seder, what should he do? Most assume the Gemara has several drushes on the phrase that appears in the Chumash Lechemoni. So one of the drushes is that you can only use for Leil HaSeder Lechemoni, Matzah Shira is not acceptable. So most of the Rishonim assume whenever you mixed in May Paris is going to be Matzah Shira. So it's not acceptable for the Seder. In America, I think more than half of the Jews in America use egg matzah for the Seder. Because it says matzahs. They don't know to read in the Hebrew. It's called matzah, so they use it for the Seder. which is not right. The Rambam's opinion, Rambam has a unique shita. The Rambam's opinion is, based on the Gemara, Lamed Vav and Aleph, that there are only four mashkim that are considered matzah shira. The Gemara only has four. You have yain, shemen, dvash, and cholov. Only if the flour was nilosh with one of these four mashkim, then it's matzah shira. And if you have egg matzahs, according to the Rambam, it's kosher lamahadrin for leil aseder. You can use it for matzah mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's good. But the Rambam's opinion is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. They don't even mention it. It's a very strange Rambam. The Rosh Hashulchan writes, what in the world is it based on? Why only these four mashkim? So he says, Mistama, only these four. The Rambam understood. The Gemara only mentions these four. So the Rambam understood that these are more important than the others, and only these four are considered the matzah shira, the others are not. It's a very difficult Rambam. Abin Ezer was a genius. He has a super. He was a super genius. His talmidim were geniuses. He was a super genius. So he has a fantastic suggestion. He points out that there is a mishnah in Chala, Maseches Chala, where there's a machlokes satanoim. Are you chayev to be mafish Chala if you have flour all year long, not Pesach? If you have flour mixed with meperis, if you have cake, a lot of cakes. Flour mixed with meperis. Is it chayv and chala or not? So this is a machlekes hatanoim. Then in the days of the early Bali Atesis, there was a machlekes hadapaskin. Then it was forgotten that there was a machlekes. Then in the days of the later Rishonim, they repeated again, same machlekes. And then the Maharam Rutenberg, who was from the last of the Bali Atesis, introduced a lot of chumris. The Mishkanes Yankov has a tshuva where he writes in the Heor in the tshuva that this was a motif that was introduced into Psak Aloche from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that whenever there's a machlokes, they try to do things in such a fashion that they satisfy both opinions. Rather than say, pasken like Rashi, pasken like Rabbi Natan, they try to do things in such a way that said to be Yotzi Yidei Kol Ashitas. So the Maharam Rutenberg introduced his chumrah that you should never mix flour with meperis alone, because then you're going to have a machlekes, but you chayim and chala, and you have to be mafish chala without a bracha. So he said you should always mix in a significant amount of water, that the water alone would have been enough to do the lisha on the whole flour. So then for sure you chayim and chala. Yeah. So what is this machlekes? Whether you chayim and chala or not, if you losh flour with meperis. So the Yerushalmi in Chala explains that it's totally another machlekes satanoim, which I think appears in Mishnah's Tful Yom. The din is maga b'miktsosa kemaga b'kula. Let's say Adam Tommy touches an apple. So he only touches, let's say here's the apple, Adam Tommy touches over here. So the whole apple becomes tummy. It's one unit. What if you have two apples, one next to the other? So the Adam Tommy only touches one. So that apple becomes tummy. The other one is a shayla, whether the first apple, Adam Tommy, is an abatumen. This becomes a rishon tumen. Is an oichel netami oichel. It may become a sheni, may not become a sheni. It's not considered one unit. So if you have an apple, that's a natural unit. The apple grows on a tree like that. What if you have an Italian bread, and Adam Tommy touches one end? So we also say, magim miktsasa kemaga bekula. Even though it's synthetic, the bread doesn't grow on the trees like that. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. I think it's a Mishnayis Tful Yom. Do you say maga mimiktosa kemaga bekula only if the Italian bed was nilosh with one of the zayin mashkin? Maybe only zayin mashkin ma'machaber. But if it's nilosh ben mei peris, that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Yerushalmi in Chala says that this machlekes, where the flour that was nilosh with mei peris is chay v'chala not, is totally in that machlekes hatanaim. It's identical, because in order to be chay v'chala, you have to have a minimum amount of dough that's mitzuruf together. If I make a little isa here and a little isa there, I have a half a shear here, half a shear there, and they're not connected together, then you're not chayv v'chala. You have to have them connected. Vos heis connected. So that's the machlekes hatanaim. Is it only connected if you use one of the zayin mashkim, or even if you used some other mashkim? So yayin, shemen, dvash, and cholov are four out of the zayin mashkim. So that for sure is mitzaref together isa to be chayv v'chala. So since it's mitzaref and isa together, it itself is mitzaref to the matzah to be considered a matzah shira. What if I have a matzah and I shmir on some butter? Or Pesach night you have fleshiks, I'm not going to shmir on butter. I'll shmir on mayonnaise, kosher the Pesach mayonnaise. So does that make it matzah shira? So strictly speaking, it doesn't really. We have gomers not to shmer on anything on the matzah, not to put on salt on the matzah, because it's also chashash matzah shira. But strictly speaking, it's only called the matzah shira if it was nilosh with the meperis. So if it's nilosh with one of these four, yain, shem, and vash, and cholov, these four are from the zayin mashkim, they are mitzaref to be considered one isa, so they themselves are mitzaref to the isa, so that's called the matzah shira, because the zayin, the dalet mashkim, are mitzaref to the isa. If you're going to use apple juice, you're going to use eggs, that's not one of the zayin mashkim. So the Abdenezer thinks, this is not so clear, the Abdenezer thinks the Rambam probably paskins l'aloche, that only the zayin mashkim are mitzaref. And if you have an isa shenilosha the made peris, you wouldn't be chay mechala. It's not explicit in the Rambam, that's what he's assuming. So he says, since only the zayin mashkim are mitzarev, so if you're going to have made peris, it's not mitzarev the dough together. It itself is not mitzarev to the dough either. So it's like putting on, smearing on mayonnaise on top of the matzah afterwards baked already. So that's not called the matzah shira. So which are the other of the zayin mashkim? So one of them is dam. So no one's going to make a matzah with dam. It'll be treif, you can't eat dam. So dam is out of the question. The other two are mayim and tal. So tal is the same thing as mayim. So if you have tal and mayim, that's matzah. The lechemoni, that for sure is lechemoni. If you have these dalet mashkin, yayin, shem, and dvash, and cholov, that's mitzareif to the isa, because it's mitzareif the isa together. So since it's mitzareif, so that isa, when it was baked, is called matzah shir. But if you're going to have other meperis, other than that, so according to that's Abnei interpretation, he has it in two different shuvas. One in Chelik Yeridei, where he talks about Chala, and one in Chelik Arachai. So he says, the Rambam apparently thinks that the other meperis, since they're not mitzarev, they use it together, they themselves are not mitzarev, that's why it wouldn't be considered a matzah ashir. According to the Rambam, the Rishalmi said, you're not permitted, one is not permitted to eat matzah, the Erev Pesach. So according to the Rambam, egg matzah is kosher for Leil HaSeder. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach.
How could it be matzah if it's not
mitzvah?
It's just flour.
But it's bread. You could have suda on it. Let it say if you have oatmeal cereal. So oatmeal cereal is mezainis. If you eat enough of it, you don't say hamoitzi, because it doesn't have a tzuris hapas. But matzah has a tzuris hapas. See, even those svardim who say mezainis are matzah, but if they're kaveh suda on it, then it becomes hamoitzi. So they're kaveh suda on it. Has a tzuris hapas.
How can one eat
we assume that either the mitzvah itself is kaveh, or the fact that I'm eating it together with a filling meal. That itself is a kviyas suda. You don't have to ask so much from the matzah itself. The three or four beitzim from the matzah itself. If you eat with the whole meal. Some say because the mitzvah itself makes it into achilas keva, and others say because you're eating with the soup and with the whole meal, the vegetables and the chicken and so on.
The tzuris hapas depends on the physicality, even though halachically, like Rebbe said, it's going to be considered a bunch of articles.
Yeah, it's a tzuris hapas. That's a tzuris hapas. Oatmeal cereal, there's no loaf. Tzuris hapas means a loaf shape. So oatmeal cereal, there's no loaf. So oatmeal cereal, you can eat a ton of it. You never say hamoitzi. How can it be called lechem? It doesn't have a tzuris hapas. The Gemara says that if something doesn't have tzuris hapas, it's mezainis. But if you're kaveh suda on it, then it becomes hamoitzi. And even if you're not kaveh suda, you chayv an afrash eschala. That's what it says in the Gemara. Then Tosis writes him sochem, if something does not tzuris hapas, then you're not chayv mechala. So isn't it a contradiction with the Gemara? The Gemara says beferish and brachas that if it does not tzuris hapas, you are chayv mechala. And Tosis said does not tzuris hapas, not chayv mechala. So the answer obviously is asadot zvei dinim. There are two different aspects of tzuris hapas. If it doesn't have a loaf shape, that's what this is talking about. It doesn't have a loaf shape, oatmeal cereal. So there's no tzuris hapas at all. Spaghetti, there's no tzuris hapas at all. So even if you eat a ton of it, it's not going to become amoitzi. It's never going to be chayv and chala. And then when the Gemara says, if it doesn't have tzuris hapas, it's mezainim, but if you're kaveh suda, it'll be amoitzi. You mean if you are kaveh suda, it's chayv and chala. That means you have a loaf shape, but it's a cake. It's a cake. So a cake is usually, it doesn't have a tzuris hapas, a bread that you eat bekviyas, it's a loaf shape, but it's eaten as a snack. So then the halacha is, it is lechem. It's pas habobi kistan. Pas habobi kistan is a subcategory of pas. But it is pas. And since it's lechem, you have to be marfish challah. And if you eat enough of it, if you kaveh asura, then it becomes amoitzi. And Tosis is talking about different suras of pas. It's not a loaf shape at all. It's not a loaf shape, then it's not even chai b'challah. And even if you are kaveh asura, it will never become amoitzi. Two different usages of the term suras of pas.
The
Rambam holds that made Paris are not makabel tuma, right? The Rabbi says not true.
Right, so
all mashkim, all echel mashkim are makabel tuma. Rambam holds he only recognized the Zayin mashkim as mashkim. The others are not makabel tuma.
Okay, so
I don't know if that's related to this. I don't think it's connected. I don't hear what you say.
Rabbi said you shouldn't put salt or mayonnaise on the matzah.
The minig is that we don't put salt on. So one of the reasons given by the Aguda was a Talmud of the Rosh, he gives a reason because matzah shira.
It's on the
Seder. Yeah, by the Seder. Yeah. The rest of Pesach, I think, put salt on. Then the official reason that the Ramah gives why you don't put salt is because the Gemara says in Brachas, if you have delicious bread, to say amoitzi, you don't need salt. If this bread is stale and it doesn't taste good, it's pumpernickel and it doesn't taste good, then you have to dip it into a sauce or a dip, or you have to put on salt on it. So the Rama says the matzahs are always delicious. So that's why you don't need any salt. These are two totally different reasons. If you say the matzahs are delicious, it's not only to the Seder, or Pesach, the matzahs are delicious. So the Gemara has a lotion, Blaze Dein Sarach Boshesh. The bread was so delicious, you don't have to delay to put it in a dip or to put any salt on it. You can say Hamaitzi the way it is. That's the reason there are mokos. And they are good, writes, because of the chashash and matzah shir.
Wouldn't it also be ati dvarashiosim ba'atum tarmitzah in that case? Bring the salt?
If you have a lot of dvarashios, Tosis points out, if you have a lot of dvarashios, then atzi dvarashiosim ba'atum, then you say, also dvar shus mevatel tam mitzvah. If you just have two or three specks of salt on it, that's not significant enough. That's not sufficient to declare also dvar shus mevatel tam mitzvah.
Why not by the seder just to put the salt on to spread the mayonnaise and not the rest of the Pesach? Why?
Because this din amatzah shira pipashtis is only by the seder. Only a din by the seder doesn't apply. The Gemara Lamed Vav and Aleph says the din of matzah shira, the Gemara says, "Habi yom kama, habi shay yom, habi yom rishon, loy kasha, habi on tov rishon, habi on tov sheni." It's only on the first day. So most of the Rishonim say the din of matzah shira is not even the whole first day. It's only the kazayis matzah shal mitzvah. Doesn't even apply in the rest of the meal. If you want to have matzah shira on Pesach night by the Seder, you can have the matzah shira. Other Rishonim say no, all night long you can't have, but the rest of the day you may have. And the Rambam has a third shita. The whole first day is a din. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira the whole first day. The Rambam takes the Gemara literally. The whole first day, Pesach, you're not allowed to have a matzah shira. We usually assume, not like the Rambam, we usually assume the Beis Yosef quotes all the three opinions. We usually assume matzah shira is only a din by the Seder. You're not yetzir dechoyves mitzvahs matzah if it's matzah shira.
I remember what I was saying before, because the din bat nezer equate the tuma and then the sar to the shir, right?
The Yerushalmi equates, yeah.
Right. So right. Wouldn't it make sense that if you hold that it's not mitzari, that you also hold that it's not even something that gives you a kabbal tuma, that's why by the tuma, would that make sense there, by the tuma thing, why it's not a connection to the tuma?
Maga b'miktsasa, kemaga b'kula is a machlekes hatanaim. If it's a synthetic unit, if it's an apple, everybody agrees maga b'miktsasa, a piece of flesh, that's where it grew on the animal. So if you touch one end, the whole thing is maga b'kula. But if you have an Italian bread, you have bread or something, that's considered one unit. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, is only considered one unit. if the Zayin Mashkin Ma'amitzarif it, or even if it's not Zayin Mashkin. That's a machlokes.
Okay, so couldn't you say that if you hold that Meferis are not Mitzarif, that it would go with the Shita that you hold that they're not Mekabel Tuma? But that's why it's not Mitzarif within the Tuma? Or is that just the name of the
I don't think it's totally Zebizah. I don't think it's totally Zebizah. I don't think so. On Pesach night, let's see. Yeah.
The Gemara says the matzah shira is allowed all of the time except for the Seder night. Then isn't that kind of, doesn't that disprove Rashi that,
The Gemara says if you'll be very extra careful and you see to it that it won't be bole dechimotze, then it's not a problem. But we don't recommend it. We don't recommend to lead such a risky life. That's what the Gemara says. If you'll be extra careful, then there's no chashash. Starting from the second night of Pesach, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer. So Sfiras HaOmer is in Chumash. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Gemara Menaches has a machlekes on Daf Samach Vav, Amir Aleph, machlekes Amarayim, where the Sfiras HaOmer Bizmana says, Deraisa Derabbanan, and there seems to be a machlekes Lemaskana, what the din is. Tosfos on the Daf, Samach Vav, Amir Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Sfiras HaOmer Bizmana says only Derabbanan, it's not Min HaTorah. And the Rambam and the Gaonim don't distinguish. The Pashas, the Rambam, Paskins like the Gaonim, and Sfiras HaOmer Bismanazeh is also deraisa. Why should Sfir Simon not be min HaTorah Bismanazeh? But the laws of the Torah are not binding after the Holocaust. There was a prominent professor from Riverdale who was of that opinion, that the Rabbanu Shalom didn't live up to his half of the deal, so we're not obligated to live up to our half of the deal. So we're not mechuyev min HaTorah to observe any mitzvahs. Anyone who does any mitzvah Bismanazeh is ein mitzvah v'yosh. That's Apikursus. The Baruch Shalom always lives up to his half of the deal. We don't give a grade to God. You don't give him an F minus or an A plus. Baruch Shalom is always A plus. We don't understand it, but we assume that Baruch Shalom is a Tov Meitiv. He always does the right thing. Can't say Baruch Shalom didn't love to. It's not. You can't say it's a Apikursus for the Jewish religion. It's a Apikursus for any religion. Any, even by the Obdei Avodah Zarah, the assumption is that God knows what he's doing. He does everything right. It's a very rotten Avodah Zarah if they're going to judge God and decide that God is doing an Avla. It's a very low form of an Avodah Zarah. But most normal religions, even the Avodah Zarah religions, do not give God a grade, of a failing grade. So why should Sfiras HaOmer only be Bizmanazah, only Medirabbonim? So the Pashup Shat is because it says, you start counting Sfiras HaOmer, Miyam HaBiyachmas HaOmer HaTnufa, so Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdashkai. There is no minchas ha'omer, so that's why Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan. Yeah. So they quote in the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, and what would be 1 year of Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim if by accident it turned out that they didn't bring minchas ha'omer? So Bizman Abai said it'll only be the year Sfiras HaOmer will only be the Rabbanan. Sounds a little strange. Sounds very strange. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, he thought that Bizman HaMikdash, there was an obligation to be makar of Minchas HaOmer. So even if the poel mamish, you don't actually bring the Minchas HaOmer, but since there was an obligation, so the chi of Sfiras HaOmer would be min HaTorah. As opposed to Bizman HaZeh, that what? That Bizman HaZeh, there isn't any chi of, there isn't even a chi of to bring the Minchas HaOmer. Chaim thought that this is the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, that the Rambam paskins, the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanoim and a machlokes HaMoraim. Should we assume that the Mokam HaMikdash retains its Kedusha even after the Churban HaBayis? Or should you say, Lo Kitchel HaSilove? The Kedusha HaMikdash is only Kitchel HaShaita, Kolzman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, and the Beis HaMikdash, B'Churbanai, the Mokam HaMikdash has no Kedusha. So that's a machlokes. They say Kitchel HaSilove, only Kitchel HaShaita, or Lo Kitchel HaSilove. So what's the difference whether Kitchel HaSilove or not? The difference is whether Makriv and Af B'Shem Bayis. Are you able to bring Karbanis Bizman HaZeh? If you're Kitchel HaSilavai, the Makam HaMikdash has its Kedusha. You can't be Makar Karbanis without a Mizbech. You have to make a Mizbech. But you can make a Mizbech, and the Makam retains its Kedusha. So Rab Chaim suggested that the Ramam holds Kitchel HaSilavai, so that's why the Shitasa, he holds that Bizman HaZeh. There's a Chiv to bring Mincha Saima. You're honest, you don't have a Mizbech. They won't let you go in the Harabai, they won't let you go there. the Arabs won't let you be makir of anything, but since there is, theoretically, there is a chiyuv, so therefore it's like this mancha beis hamikdash hayakayam, and there was an oinus occurred, and weren't able to be makir of the minchas ayman. And perhaps Tosis is of the opinion that loy kitchel osilav, there's no kedushas hamikdash, so therefore there's no kedushas hamikdash, so there's no chiyuv hakrovas minchas ayman at all. That's why the whole sphere of ayman is only midirabbana. The Mishnah Brura writes that it's a Sveika Adina. And Hilchas Tishba writes that it's Sveika Adina, where the Kitchel Lase Lava or not. I mean, so why do we assume for Dava Pasha that Sphere Sam is only the Rabbanon, should be a Sveika Adina, where there's the Rice of the Rabbanon? Okay, that's a Taina against Rab Chaim's interpretation. Okay, good Taina. Good Taina. Rab Chaim's interpretation is making a major assumption that if you all Kitchel Lase Lava, nothing changed. That there's a chiyuv hakrovas karbonis bizman hazeh. There's a line in the Sefer HaChinuch, usually people don't look so much in the Sefer HaChinuch, but the Stipel has a piece on Zvachim where he has a whole series of kashas against Rambams, and he says he thinks the only way to answer the Rambam it was with this line from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes that even if you're kitchel osi lovai, makom hamikdash retains its kedusha, and you have makriv and alpha b'shem bias, it's permissible to bring karbonis mizmanazeh, but you can't say that there's a chayvo. You're not makriv to bring the karbonis, it's only optional. Achreinim had this einfam. Makriv and alpha b'shem bias only means that it's a reshus, no chayvo. So Galatian Achreinim had that. So people would laugh. So the stipler says, don't laugh, because the Sefer HaChinuch says like that. Nope. So we don't laugh as much at the Sefer HaChinuch as we do against the Galatian Achreinim. Okay. But he thinks that the Ramah holds like that. There's so many difficult Rambams. Rambam Paskin's Kitchel Osilov and a couple of Shverer Rambams where he sounds like Loi Kitchel Osilov. So the stipler said, that's the Teretz. The Ramah thinks that Loi Kitchel Osilov, but Makriv Manav Shem Bais is only a Rishus. It's not a Chayv. Yeah, so that's against Rab Chaim's suggestion. There is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We don't have such a Girsa in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is the Talmud of the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a Girsa in the Gemara, Menachos, on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, that the Gemara says the two parts of the Sfira Simon, Mitzvah the Mim the Yomi, or Mitzvah the Mim the Shavuot, because there's a contradiction between the two Psukim. One Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuot Tispalach, you should count 7 weeks. The other Pasuk says, Esfart Malachem Chamishim Yom, you should count the days. So which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? So Amar Abaye says it's not a stira. Mitzvah the Mim the Yomi, Mitzvah the Mim the Shavuot. Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there were those who thought that they should count them as two different mitzvahs, Sefiras HaYamim and Sefiras HaShavuos. So the Rambam thinks that it's not correct. If it would have been two different mitzvahs, we would have said two different brachas, al Sefiras Yemei HaOmer and Sefiras Shavuos HaOmer. The fact that we don't have two different brachas is a right that it's all one mitzvah, and these are the two parts of the one mitzvah. Okay. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim had a girsa in the Gemara, which doesn't correspond to our girsa, where he read in the Gemara that the mitzvah to count the days is still min haTorah today, and the mitzvah to count the weeks is only min derabbanan and zecha lemikdash. What is that all about? That one is deraisa, one is derabbanan. We don't have that in the Gemara. So the hesbah seems to be the following. The Gemara says in the second parak in the Chagiga that there's an obligation to bring Oilas Ria, Shalmich Hagiga, on the first day Pesach and the first day Sukkot. If you didn't bring, so you have Tashlumin, Kol Shiva. You can bring even Ashmini Atzer, it's also Tashlumin. You can bring the Oilas Ria and the Shalmich Hagiga throughout the Yontif. What about Shavuos? There is no Chalamoit Shavuos. There's only one day Shavuos. The Gemara says Shavuos also has the 6 days immediately following Shavuos, you can bring Tashlumin. If you didn't bring the Oilas Ria and the Shalmich Hagiga on Shavuos, you can bring it in the next 6 days. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's so? So the different Mekoros are given in the Gemara. So one of the Mekoros the Gemara gives there in Chagiga, in the second paragraph of Chagiga, is based on this Abaye's memory. Mitzvah the Mimini Yomi, or Mitzvah the Mimini Shavuot. The purpose of Sfiras HaOmer, the Gemara is assuming, a Chiddush, the Gemara is assuming the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Koveya Shavuot. So you count days, so you Koveya Shavuot as a one-day holiday. And you count weeks, you Koveya Shavuot as a week, a whole week's holiday. So Shavuos is one day holiday, it's an Issa Malacha. For 1 day, we have a Sveikar Yom, and we have 2 days. It's a one-day holiday for Karban Musaf. Aba Yama Batal Karban. If you don't bring the Musafim on Shavuos, you can't bring it the next 6 days. But when they get to what do you say that Shavuos has a holiday of 7 days? There is no Yontif the next 6 days. Mori says, that's for the Tashlumin for the Oil Sri and the Shalmi Chagiga. So that's only Bisman Shabesim Megdusha Yikayim. That's relevant. You want to be Koveya a Yontif Shavuos as a 1 day Yontif and as a 1 week Yontif. So it's a mitzvah, the Mim of the Yom, a mitzvah, the Mim of the Shavuot. It's relevant. You want to make it a whole week's long Yontif. It's relevant when you get to the Tashlumin for the Oil Sri and the Shalmi Chagiga. But Bisman Shem Beis Hamigdush Kayam. So there's only a mitzvah, the Mim of the Yom. It's only relevant. You want to count the days to be Kaveh Shavuot as a 1 day holiday for Issa Malacha. You're not going to be Kaveh for the purpose of Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So that's the Girsa that the Rabbein Yerucham had in the Gemara. That Bisman Hazeh, counting the Yomim is the Reis, and counting the Shavuos is the Rabbah. We don't have that gear in the Gemara. We have Ameim Amani Yomim V'lo Amani Shavuot. We have in the Gemara, Ameim only counted the days, and it didn't count the weeks at all. Omar Zechel HaMikdosh. What does that mean, Omar Zechel HaMikdosh? He said, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdosh HaYekayim, and Sfiris Yomim was the Reis. Abai is right. It's a mitzvah the Mim the Yomim, mitzvah the Mim the Shavuot. To do the mitzvah B'Shlimus, you have to count both. But Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdush Kayam, so it's not, there is no Mincha Soimer. So the whole Sphere Soimer is only the Rabban and only Zecher HaMikdush. If it's only a Zecher, so you don't have to do the mitzvah 100% the same way they used to do Bizman HaMikdush. It's either it's not necessary to count both, or it's preferable, but Dafka not to count both, so you should know that it's only with the Rabban. So he only counted the days, it didn't count the weeks. That's why we have the Gears in the Gemara. Amema counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because he held that Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon. The days are only the Rabbanon, not that the days are the Raisa and the weeks are the Rabbanon. We don't have such a Girsa. Rabbein Yerucham had a different Girsa in the Gemara. Then the Gemara concludes, Rabbanon Debei Rav Ashi counted both the days and the weeks. So that's the question. What did they do with the argument of Amema? Amema only counted days, didn't count the weeks because he said it's only Zechel HaMikdosh and we don't follow them, we don't follow Amema. We follow the Rabbanon, the Bei Rav Ashi, who counted Mani Yaymei, Mani Shavuot. So the Rambam and the Goyim understand, because they hold that it's their Isa Bizman Hazeh. If it would have been the Rabbanon, we would have agreed with our Meimer. You only count the days, and you don't count the week, because it's only Zechel HaMikdosh. Either because it's not right to make a Zechel HaMikdosh 100%, or it's not necessary to make 100%. Must speak to make a Zechel HaMikdosh, to have half. But the Rabbanon, the Bei Rav Ashi, held that Sfiras HaMikdosh Bizman Hazeh is their Isa. So that's why you have to have Yomim and Shavuos. And Tosfos said, no, Rabbanon de Be'er Avashi also agreed that Sfiras HaMikdosh Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, but you make a full Zechel HaMikdosh. As opposed to Amema, who said it's only Zechel HaMikdosh, you don't have to count both. We hold that it's Zechel HaMikdosh, you have to count both. Tosfos writes over there, what's the difference with the Sfiras HaMikdosh Bizman Hazeh is the Reis of the Rabbanon? We have a cloud that's fake of the Rabbanon Lekulam. So Tosfos says, it's permissible and recommended l'chatchila to count Sfiras HaMikdosh during Bein HaShemashos. Since Sfiras HaMikdosh Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so we would say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula, it would be okay to count Sfiras HaMikdosh during Bein HaShemashos. The Rif, at the very end of Psochim, quotes a little bit from the Gemara Menachos about Sfiras HaMikdosh. So the Ran has all the discussion of Sfiras HaMikdosh on the last page in the Rif. So the Ran quotes that Tosis. Here it's in page Chof Ches Amar Aleph. The last page in the Rif is Chav Chesam and Aleph. So the Ran quotes that Tosfos and Menachos Dav Samach Vav, and he takes issue with Tosfos. He says, Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula is if you get stuck and you have no Breira, so then you have a right to be Megal. But why should Osa Lachnas Asadmal Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula? You're not allowed to create a situation in Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. Why should you count Bein HaShemashos? Wait another 10 minutes and count after Tzeisa Kachavim. Why should he be Mekel on Bein HaShemashos on a Sveika de Rabbanon if it's not really necessary? Wait a few minutes and count after Tzeisa Kachavim. Says Taka Pella. So if you look in the Tosfos, Tosfos sounds like they're recommending Lechatchila. It's a Hider mitzvah to count Bein HaShemashos. So Tosfos explains why. The Gemara says there, Menachos, on that Daf, Samach Vav, when do you count Sfiras HaMikdosh? So the Gemara says, the Ktziras HaMikdosh is Leil, the first night of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Ktziras HaMikdosh. Hakrovas Minchas HaMikdosh is only by Yom. You can't do the Hakrova by Leil. The Hakrova is by Yom. So the psukim say miyom havayachem esay matnufa. It sounds like you should start counting sfira from the day miyom havayachem, the day when you're makriv the mincha esayma. So the Gemara says yochel yisper bayom. Maybe the zman to count sfira esayma is in the daytime. Miyom havayachem esay matnufa, from the morning. That you shouldn't count at night. Talmud Laiman, no, it says Shabbos Shabbos is tmimas to yena. The sfira should be tmimas. And Motzei Atamoit say Tmimos, it's only Tmimos if you count at night. You want to include the day and the night into the Sphere. If you're going to count Sphere in the daytime, you didn't include the night. Only what comes after the Sphere is included in the Sphere. So if you're going to count in daytime, only the daytime is included. If you count Balaila, then the night and the day are both included in the Sphere assignment. So there seems to be a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam, what that means. So Tosfos seems to learn that Tmimos means you should have as much of the 24 hours of the day included in the Sfira as possible. Let's say I have an option of either davening at the 8:30 minyan during Sfira, 8:30 Ma'ariv, or 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, or the 11 o'clock Ma'ariv, or the 12 o'clock Ma'ariv. So Tosfos says, whenever you want to daven Ma'ariv, daven wherever you want, but the Sfira time should be as early as possible. You should each day's counting should be Tmimos. You should include as much of the 24 hours into the sphere as possible. So the sphere is only chal mikan l'abba. So it's count sphere as early as possible. So Tosfos said, "Bizman hamigdash at sphere simon was their ice and sveka their ice luchumah." So you cannot count ben hashmashes. Maybe it's not the right zman. Maybe ben hashmashes is yom. It's not laila. You have to count balaila. But Bizman Azeh, that Sphira Sam is only the Rabbanon. And if you count Bein Hashmashes, you'll be Yotzei because Sveika the Rabban Lakula. So he recommended Lachatchila to Hider, because you want to get Tmimas as much of the day included in the Sphira as possible. So don't wait to lift the Tzeisar Kechavim. Sveika the Rabbanon Lachumre, Chatchila should go Lachumre, include as much as possible into the Sphira. So count, you can't count before the Shkia. But after the Bein Hashmashes enters, since it's a Safik Yom Safik Laila, so start to count at that point. And the Rambam never says like that, you should count as early as possible in the night. The Rambam just says, you should count by Laila. The Pashtus is according to the Rambam, the whole night is treated as one unit, the whole day is treated as one unit. So, true, if you count Sfira by Yom, if you will count Sfira by Yom, the night preceding will not be included in the Sfira. But if you count Sfira at 12 o'clock at night, the night is one unit, so the whole night is included in the Sfira. Not only from 12 o'clock on, you count the Sfira at 12 o'clock at night, only from 12 o'clock on, the whole night is one unit, so the whole night is included in the Sfira. So you don't, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't appear that you have to be medactic to count Sfira as early as possible. Machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam. There's such a machlekes when you get to Kiddush also. When you recite Kiddush on Shabbos, so what is that all about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Shabbos. And Sheishes may brace. The Baruch Shalom is Mekadosh all the Shabbosim. And nonetheless, when it comes Shabbos, it's a mitzvah we should superimpose Kedusha Sodom on top of the Kedusha Bidei Shamayim. Just like a Bechor. When a Bechor Behemoth Torah is born, so it's Kodesh Meirechem, it's Kodesh by itself. And nonetheless, we paskin like the Brice said, that the Rebbe said, it's a mitzvah Kedusha. So Rebbe understands Tagdish, it's a mitzvah to superimpose Kedusha Spek, Kedusha B'dei Odom, to be superimposed on top of the Kedusha B'dei Shamayim. So Shabbos is also like that. It's a mitzvah we should recite Kiddush to be Mekadosh Shabbos, not just to declare that today is Shabbos. Rabban HaChumash writes in Parsha Zohar, in Aseres HaDibros, and Parshas Yisra, the Pasuk, Zohar Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh, so he says that reciting Kiddush every Shabbos is endowing Shabbos with Kedusha, not just recognizing that the day is a holy day, it's like the Kiddush to Mishnas HaYevel, that the Bezdin endows the year with Kedusha Sashono. The Ramban said the same is true when you say Kiddush, you're superimposing Kedusha B'dei Odom on top of the Kedusha B'dei Shemaim. It's like a Bchor Mitzvah L'Hakdishay. It's not just that we declare it is holy. We're not saying the Bechor is holy. It's a Beferish Gemara in the Darim, in the first Perek, that Bechor, according to one Tana, is called the Dabar HaNodar. It's not a Dabar HaAsar, because of the Mitzvah LaHakdisha. So you say the Mitzvah LaHakdisha means you're superimposing Kedusha B'dei Odom on top of the Kedusha B'dei Shamayim. So you should really be Mekadosh as much of Shabbos as possible. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you come home from Shul on Friday night, you should hurry up, you should hustle to say Kiddush as soon as possible. So the Pashto says that that's according to, like this, it's holds by Sevira Zaymer, you should include as much of the day as possible into the Kiddush that you're making with the Yodam. And the Rambam, you never find that. The Rambam never has like that. It's a mitzvah to hurry up to recite Kiddush as soon as possible. Some people come home, they start singing Shalom Aleichem, then they start singing Esh Yischayel, then they say a whole bunch of piyutim, then they start talking the latest Lashon Hara and the latest Lashon Tov, who has Yahrzeit and who came to Shul, who didn't come to Shul. They dilly-dally half an hour until they say Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch says, like Tosfos, you should hasten to recite Kiddush as soon as possible, because the Kiddush, you're going to be Mekadosh Shabbos, you can only be Mekadosh Mekadal HaBoah, can't be Mekadosh LeMafreya. According to the Rambam, even if you're Mekadosh a minute before Alos HaShachar, the whole light, the whole Laila is one unit. So you'll be Mekadosh the whole unit of the Laila. You don't gain anything by hurrying to recite the Kiddush earlier.
How do we practice?
Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ran, that they recommend you should avoid counting during Bein HaShemashas, and thus you're afraid you're going to forget later. If a person is in Shul and they're davening Ma'ariv early, and if he's going to count there, he'll be safe. And he's going to wait till he counts at home, he knows he may forget. So then they say, then you rely on the Tosfos. They say, Sveika Da'abon Lekulam. But otherwise, we are Choshesh Lechatchila for the Ran, that you don't apply Sveika Da'abon Lekulam, but you can easily be Machmer. It's easy to be Machmer.
Later and without a bracha?
Yeah, if you count at Bein HaShemashas with a bracha, then you count later without a bracha. Yeah. You're not cutting in. There's no problem with cutting in. You should try to include as much of the day as possible. There's a meaning in Shulchan Aruch. This is from Achreinim, that you shouldn't be Mekabel Shavuos early, because they understand Tmimais, they give different explanations. So the regular explanation is that since it says Tmimais, if you're going to be Mekabel Shavuos early, you don't have 7 full weeks. You have to, after 7, Sheva Shabbos, it's Tmimais Tiyena, after 7 full weeks, then Shavuos begins. If you're going to be Mekabel Shavuos early, you're not going to have Tmimais. And the Gemara never says Tmimais means on the whole, all the 49 days. Tmimais means each day should be a Sfira Tmima on that day. So if I count as early as possible, I count by Laila as opposed to Yom, or I count in the beginning of the night, so the whole day is included in the sphere. So it doesn't bother me if I'm going to make a Kabbalah Shavuos early. I include it as much as possible in the day, in the sphere.
According to Tosfos, if we had like a case of fact, if we had a case where someone, the day before, they forgot to make a bracha, and they made a bracha at the end of the day, being a Shemashos,
if the person forgot to count at night, then he counts in the daytime. So that's a question. Do you say a bracha or not? Say a bracha or not. The Gemara just says you should. The Gemara says, Yochel Yispa Bayom. Maybe you should count Bayom, because it says, Sratam Lechem, Yom Habayachem. Sounds for Nuchem, you should count Bayom. Talmud Lomer Tmimo. If you're going to count Bayom, it's not going to be Tmimo. Because the sphere will only, the counting will only be Chal on Mikana Labo, won't be Chal on last night. So you should count at night. It never says, but Befeirish in the Gemara, that if you didn't count at night, you can't count in the day. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. So we are machmer on that. That since the Rasam Rishonim say that you can't count, you're not yotze, if you count by yom, so we don't follow that opinion. We say count by yom, but you shouldn't say a bracha, because there may be a bracha levatol. So let's say the person forgot to count Sfira on, what's today? It's Tuesday. Forgot to count Sfira last night on Monday night. Today's not Sfira's on. Let's say if it would have been Sfira Zaymer, so the person forgot to count Sfira on Monday nights, he has all day long to count without a brach. So then what? And so now what's the Shaila? Can he count during Bein HaShemashas? Yeah, Tosfos would say yes. If he didn't count all day long and he counts Bein HaShemashas,
yeah,
then for sure he only counts without a brach. That's L'chol HaDeis.
The Tosfos allow him.
They count both. For Tuesday and for Wednesday. Good question. Okay. Good question.
Maybe even if someone wanted to chaf the ran, would it still make sense to make it a tchilas seitz akochafim? Or should one, is that, when you chaf the ran into it?
Yeah. Okay, she can't write after Tzai Sokoha. Okay, the earliest available opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if one to the Rambam, shouldn't you say Kiddush as early as you can because it's losing my Purim?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Probably. Okay. Yeah. Probably correct. He should say Zuzi Magdim Lametz. Yeah.
Also, if your Zuzim come from day, though, the Rambam being from Sachem comes from the daytime.
It's a mitzvah that has to be done in the daytime, so you should do it as early as possible in the day. You shouldn't postpone the bris till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You should do the bris early in the morning. Yeah, but Sfira Soimer is Balailo, so you should count as early as possible in the night. Okay, probably. Sounds correct. This is quotes from the Halachas Gedolos who came up with this Chiddush Niflo, that if you skip one day, then if you're going to continue to count, it'll be a lack of Tamimus. The Gemara never has such a din Tamimus. Gemara never says Tamimus doesn't go on the whole unit of all the 49. Tamimus goes, each day's sphere should be, the sphere should include as much of the day as possible. Should include the nighttime of the day as well as the daytime of the day. So that's the Chiddush HaTosfos quotes from the Halachas Gedolos. They don't really agree with the Halachas Gedolos, but out of respect, the Halachas Gedolos lived in the days of the Goyim. So out of respect for the Halachas Gedolos, so they say you should continue to count, but without a bracha. If you miss the whole day, you should continue to count without a bracha. Other Rishonim quote a different version of the Halachas Gedolos. The Ran quotes a totally different version. If you miss the first day, then you can't continue to count at all. But if you counted the first day, you missed the 13th day, then the Bahag never said that you can't count the 14th day. When you count the first day, you already set up the whole system. Once you know when the first day is, then you know when all the other days are. But if you didn't count the first day, so the whole thing never got off the ground, so then it'll be a lack of Tamimus. It's usually assumed the other version of the Baha'i, that's how Tosfos quotes it. If you missed any one day, you can't continue to count. So that's a discussion in Achrayim. What's the pshat in this Halachas Gedolos that we're machmeh for? So the Prima Godim understood this to mean, like the Rambam writes a klal in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that lula v'nesrug hadasam and arabas ha-ma'akvim zezeh, dalamina ma'akvim zezeh. So the Rambam says that's a simen because ma'akvim zezeh, it's a simen that is one mitzvah. As opposed to shal yadna shal rosha, not mi'akvim zezeh, that's a mishnah in the same place, and Menachos. Mishnah Menachos tells you which parts of a mitzvah ma'akvim zezeh, which are not. So the Rambam says by shal yad and shal rosh, they're not me'akim zezeh. So that shows that they're two distinct mitzvahs. And dal and minim are me'akim zezeh. That shows that it's one mitzvah. So the Prima Godim understood al pi pashtus that the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos is that all the 49 spheres, all the 49 days that you count, all constitutes one mitzvah. So therefore, everything is me'akim zezeh. So that's why the Prima Godim was bothered with the kasha. If it's one big mitzvah, how do you say 49 brachas? Whoever heard of saying 49 brachas on one mitzvah? Doesn't that itself indicate that it's 49 different mitzvahs? That's the Prima Godim's kasha. The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it's not necessarily a kasha because the halacha says the Rambam writes by Dalad Minim that the Ma'akvim says that's one mitzvah. So the Rambam says if you pick up the Dalad Minim together, you say bracha on the Tilas Lulav. What if you pick up one after the other, after the other, after the other? So Taisa says, you're not Yaitzeh L'chol HaDeis, period. There's only Machlegis, but the Lula Tzarecheged, Lula Bein Tzarecheged. But even if you hold the way we pass, and Lula Bein Tzarecheged, but you can't pick them up, Bezeh HaZeh, you have to be Neutel, all the Dalaminim of Asachas. And the Rambam disagrees. He said, if you would have held like Rabbi Yehuda, Lula Tzarecheged, you have to tie together the Hadassim and the Arovis, but the Lula, not tied together, you're not Yaitzeh. But once you pass Lulav Einat Tzarecheged, you don't even have to pick them up b'Asachas. You can pick them up b'Zachazeh. So then the Rambam says, and if you pick them up b'Zachazeh, then you say four different brachas: Al Netilas Esrek, Al Netilas Lulav, Al Netilas Hadasim, and Al Netilas Arabis. Whoever heard of saying four brachas on one mitzvah? The answer is because you're doing four different Maaseh HaMitzvah. Brachas are recited according to how many Maaseh HaMitzvah you do. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It could be that that's the teretz to the Prima Godim's kasha, even if one should follow the opinion of the halachas gedolos, that all the 49 spheres are makmzezeh, and that's understood to mean that it's one mitzvah. Makmzezeh means one mitzvah, like dalaminim shebelulav, but even dalaminim shebelulav, if you do it as four different maaseh netilah, then you say four brachas. See, the halacha requires it has to be 49 maaseh mitzvah. Every night you have to count separately. You can't count all the 49 spheres one night. So since they're clear, even if it's one mitzvah, but the 49 different maaseh ha-mitzvah, so that's perhaps why you require 49 different brachas. There are Soloveitchik taught based on other Rishonim who quote this from the Halachas Gedolos, say Prachinach and others, that it's not that the Halachas Gedolos meant to say that it's one big mitzvah. What if a person knows he's going to die within the middle of the sphere? He's not going to live so long to last to the end of the sphere. So he shouldn't say a bracha, because according to the halachas gedolos, all the 49 amakim zezay knows he's not going to live so long. No. So Rav Soloveitchik said, but Yeshlema, the halachas gedolos never meant to say that it's one mitzvah, the amakim zezay. It's really 49 mitzvahs, but he meant to say a different word. When you're counting numbers, you have to have a continuity, you have to have a continuum. You can't count 14 if you didn't count 13. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from some Ga'onim, and the Sefer Achinach quotes this also, when they disagree with the Halachas Gedolos, and they say, even if you skipped one day, you can still count the next day with a bracha. So they say, if you skipped day number 13, so on the night of the 14th, say, yesterday was 13 and today is 14. What do you say, yesterday was 13? What's that going to help? The answer is, that'll help for the continuum. There's a hemshechius. I say, yesterday I forgot to count, but yesterday was 13, and today is 14, so you have the hemshech. If you say like that the halachas gedolos never intended to say that it's one mitzvah because ma'akim zezeh, it's a different word. So even if the person knows he's going to die within sphira, he still says a bracha. He never meant to say ma'akim zezeh. He just meant to say he can't count 15 if he didn't count 14, but he never meant to say that they're two different mitzvahs. Minchas Chinuch has a famous discussion. What's the din of a katan shehigdal b'emtzei yemei hasfira? The kid was counting sphere in the beginning. He was born in the middle of sphere sa'ima. He was born in the middle of the sphere. So do you say that whatever he counted b'katnusa doesn't count as far as a godl is concerned? And according to the halachas gedolos, all the days are ma'akfim zezeh. So he shouldn't say a bracha. When he becomes bar mitzvah, he should no longer continue to say bracha. Or do you say no? Sof kol sof, he did count. True, he wasn't mechuyev to, but there was a kiyum mitzvah. So maybe that's sufficient to enable him to continue to count. So that's a suffix that in Minchas Chinuch has. I mentioned the other day that there used to be a skinny girl used to go to NCSY in high school, and then when she finally found out that she's not Jewish. Her stepfather was Jewish. Her father was not Jewish. Her mother got divorced and she remarried, so the stepfather was Jewish. Mother was not Jewish. So she always went to NCSY thinking that she's Jewish because the stepfather was Jewish. Then she found out one fine day that she's not Jewish. So she wanted to convert. So they told her, you can't convert now. Your mother doesn't keep Shabbos. She doesn't keep kosher. Your kids, it's going to be too difficult. Wait till you go to college and be on your own. Then it'll make sense to convert. So then we had... between December 25th and January 1st, they always have Yom Dekala. Because in the high schools, in the public schools, they have off from school. So they have all day long, they have shiurim every hour and a half, they have another shiur, another topic, and they have one overall topic, and everybody gives a shiur. So I remember at that time, everybody was giving shiurim at Birchas HaMitzvah, so they asked me to give a shiur on women reciting a bracha on a mitzvah sesei shazman grom. So I'm giving the shiur, and then I see this girl in the middle, she's not Jewish. So I said, even if a woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah, she wants to say a bracha, it's only if she's Jewish. If she's not Jewish, she can't say Shekirishana b'mitzvah b'tzivana, because she's not Jewish. So the girl runs over to me afterwards, and she says, why can't I just leave out those words? So I said, so it's no sentence. What are you going to say? Baruch atah Hashem v'kenu melech ha'olam, al sfira sa'ima, al netilas lulav. You have to have a subject and a predicate. You didn't say anything. So the girl says that I want to convert today. You just cheated me at the brachas. She always was saying bracha, and she wants to convert today. So they had to calm it down. She should wait till she goes to college and she'll be on her own. Then she's gonna convert. So as it turns out, she converted in the middle of Sfir Saim. She went to the mikveh in Tinek and she converted in the middle of Sfir Saim. So I was one of the members of the Bezin. And I told the other two Rabbanim, you don't have to ask her too many questions. She's been keeping mitzvahs for many, many years. She knows everything there is to know. So one of the Rabbanim was Rabbi Tawas. He was very nervous. So he didn't accept what I said. So he kept on asking, "What are you? Do you mekabel Torah min haShamayim? Do you believe in this? Do you believe in that?" And she kept on giving all the right answers. And then in Dinim, to observe Dinim and this, everything she gave all the right answers. And he said, "And before you convert, make sure, do you have any questions that you want to ask us? Because after you're going to convert, it's going to be too late to ask the questions then." She says, "Yeah." She happens to have a question. What's the question? The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. That's what the girl said. Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. By the cotton shehigdil, the middle of sphere, it says a bracha and sphere zaymer. But I'm not a cotton shehigdil, I'm converting. So do I say, until now I didn't say a bracha? Do I say a bracha tonight? So Rabbi Tavis finally realized, who are we dealing with? The girl knows the Minchas Chinuch on the sphere zaymer. So he said, "You go to the mikveh and we'll decide what to do." So we told her that year she shouldn't say a bracha, and next year she should say a bracha on the sphere zaymer. So that's the famous discussion based on the Bahag, the Chumrah of the Bahag. Shulchan Aruch quotes a very strange din from the Rishonim, from the Rav Yo. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from the Rav Yo. If a person thought tonight is the 13th day of Sfira, and he said the bracha, Shekhrasham Sasan al Sfira Saim, he said the bracha thinking is going to say 13, and then he hears everybody screams at the 12. So he says 12 instead of 13. So is it Yotzei or not? So the Rav Yo says that since Sfira Saima Bizban Azeh is only with the Rabbanon, so therefore he's Yotzei. If it would have been Bizban Amigdash and Sfira Saima would have been Daraisa, then it would be a Sveka Adina. Whether Yotzei, what's the Sveka Adina? Because the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Brochus has a suffix. A person thinks that he has a cup of wine and he starts saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Adaita, to end up Bar Priyagofen. Then it turns out that it's a cup of soda, and Bar Priyagofen wouldn't be valid bracha. So he's going to conclude, and then he realizes in the middle, and he switches. Instead of saying Bar Priyagofen, it says Shakal Neim Adarit. So the Gemara has a suffix if he yotzei or not. When he said the Shema Malchus, he thought he's going to end the bracha in a way that would have not been acceptable even midyevet. If it would be the reverse, he thought that it was a cup of soda, and he thought he's saying Shakal. Then in the middle he realizes that it's a cup of wine and he changes to Bar Priyagofen. So that the Gemara says for sure would be okay, because if he would have finished Shakal Nibadvar, right? But the Yevid Yoytze Shakal even on Pasan Yayin. But in this direction it's an Ibai the Leif Shittim. So the Rav Yo says Bizman Shabbes Amigdusha Yekayim and Sfira Saima was the real Din Deraisa, and he started off to saying the Bracha thinking is going to count 13, and then he realizes by the time he finishes the bracha, tonight is not 13, it's 12. So that would be a sveka deraisa lechumra. He would have to say over the bracha. But because Sfira Saima Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanon, so therefore you can be mekel. So the Brisker Rav, the Esther Kasha, and the notes on Menachos, on Dav Samach Vav, what does it have to do with the Gemara Sufik? Gemara Sufik is, how do you end off the bracha? The end of Bar, he thought it's going to end off Bar Priyagofen, in which case it wouldn't be Yotze, because it's a cup of soda, and he ends off correctly, Shakal Nibadvar. But here the bracha is exactly the same. Whether you're counting 12 or 13, the bracha from the beginning to the end is word for word the same. Shekhadashan mitzvah mitzvah al sphere of Saimer. So what has got to do with the Sufik and the Gemara? What has got to do? Sveka de Rasa Lechumer. Sveka de Rabban Lechum. So it's interesting, the kasha that the Briskurov asks was asked by the Vilna Goyen and answered in the Bir Hagro, and that's Sif and Shulchan Aruch. Bir Hagro says that the Rav Yo is Lishitasoi. The Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yo that when you count Sfira Saima, you add a shin. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaShem Saima al Sfira Saima, Shehayom Yom Echad Ba'Oimer. We don't say Shehayom. We say, al Sfira Saima, everybody says Amen. That's the end of the bracha. The bracha is finished. Then you say the mitzvah, Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Oimer. The Rav Yo had a different nusach from the days of the Goyim, that Sfira Saima is a mitzvah that's fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Like Kiddush is a mitzvah that we fulfill in the form of a bracha. Tefillin is a mitzvah. You do a ma'isa mitzvah of tefillin. You say birchas hamitzvah before. So what's the story with Sfiras Omer? So we hold Sfiras Omer as the line Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Omer, Hayom Shnei Yom Ba'Omer, and the bracha before is a birchas hamitzvah recited prior to the Asiyas hamitzvah. And Rav Yo was working with the premise that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah that they should be fulfilled by the Rabbanon on the level of the Reis and Natso, should be fulfilled by the Rabbanon in the form of a bracha. And when someone's counting Sfiras, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Kanon, Shekhan Tzom Tzom, Sfiras Omer, Shehayom Yamechad Ba'Omer, he says Amen after he says Shehayom Yamechad Ba'Omer. The bracha is not finished till he does the counting. So the end of the bracha is different. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he's going to end up by saying 13, ending off the bracha. It's not that that's the mitzvah after, it's not that the bracha is the same every night. The bracha is different every night. The Sfiras Omer is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So that's why the Rabbi Yoh thought that that it's comparable to the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Brachas. So Bizman that Beis HaMikdash was Kaim, Sfiras Omer was their Isa. So we'll, but the whole bracha is only midirabbanan. But still, because Sfiras Omer is their Isa, so the Rabbi Yoh implies that the din would have been Sfeika their Isa Lechumer, he would have had to repeat the bracha. But because Bizman Hazeh, the whole Sfiras Omer is only midirabbanan, so there's room to be makel. Yeah, that's our Rav Soloveitchik thought, yeah. That a cotton sheigel for sure shouldn't be a problem. Others say, the Minkache writes in his Chivas, in the Minchas Aluza, he says that a broch is only midirabbanim. Midirabbanim, the kid was mukhi mitam chinach to count. So on the level of the Rabbanim, it is tamimus. He was counting all along, and he was saying a broch all along. He doesn't see what the whole pilpul is. He it's thinks that. That's a taina. Okay, so it's not so mukhrach, right? It's not so posh what the Minchas Aluza said, right?
So according to the Baha'i, it's to count, the mitzvah
is to count, do a counting of the omer, and according to the Tosfos, to declare it as a day of the omer. According to the Tosfos, you're counting, or you just, because if you miss a day, Tosfos says, you still count the mitzvah.
Every day, you're supposed to count which day it is in Sfiras Omer.
Yeah.
To count
every day. You look on the calendar and you count every day. It's also counting. Yeah.
I gather by brachos, even if you say the right words, if you have the wrong kavana by Shem Hashem, then potentially possible brachos won't work. So the same idea. And even if you say, even if you're holding a hadama, you say hadama, Shem Hashem, you're thinking of hagefen, that bracha may not work. So therefore,
because
really
there, it's a difference how you're going to end off the bracha. When he said the Shem Malchus, he thought it's going to end off Adama, which is a totally different thing. He's supposed to say Bar Pi Agafen. He wouldn't be Yotze with Adama. But here, the bracha is exactly the same. Whatever day of the spirit is, bracha is going to be exactly the same.
But then they're trying to say that even if you say that, because the bracha is always the same, the bracha will always work.
Yeah.
Even if I was holding. I was thinking that I was going to drink a cup of wine, and I have Shem Hashem in mind,
wouldn't the bracha work? Wouldn't work. That would be a suffix in the Gemara. Right. That's the Gemara suffix.
Even though I said the exact same words, kavanah could pass the bracha. So why can't we say the same idea by
Sfiras Omer? No, that's the kasher of double, because by Sfiras Omer the bracha is exactly the same every single night. So what's the difference if he thought it's supposed to be 13 and turns out it's supposed to be 12? But the bracha is the same every night. Let's say the guy says the bracha laniach tefillin, and then and he starts putting on tefillin derabbeinu tam. He starts pulling on a shal rosh. And they say no, put on a rashi shal yad. Don't put on a shal rosh. So he puts on. Doesn't have to say over the bracha again. The bracha was fine. He made a mistake. He thought he's going to do the mitzvah in the wrong fashion. But the bracha was perfect. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. No, the Rav Yo goes, Lushitasa, that in his opinion, the Sfiras Omer is supposed to be fulfilled in the form of a bracha.
Was the Pesach with the Giyor, so did that have anything to do with the fact that it was a woman that
she's not chayavus and mitzvah as one gemara?
Not really, no. Because the ger wasn't mechuyev at all in the beginning. The sphere of mitzvah sase shazman groma. The pashta says that it certainly is a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Ein lecha zman groma yoisem yizeh. So the Ramban in Kiddushin, on that Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says that women are obligated to observe all alavin, even if it's magrama, but esin, it depends whether it's magrama or not. So the Ramban gives you a more of a list than what appears in the Gemara. So Ramban, Chiddush Ramban writes that Sfira Saimer, women are mechuyev, it's not as magrama. So how can it be? So some poskim write, the Diri Malkiel writes, in an early tshuva, it must be a tosafim. That's Rav Soloveitchik put. Must be a tosafim. Ein lecha zman groma godel mizeh. Of course it's a zman groma. And it's interesting, we have the Chiddushei Maharam Chalave on Maseches Pesachim. It was printed during the lifetime of the Mishnah Brura, so he quotes it in Hilchas Pesach whenever there's something in the Maram Chalava that's relevant to Halacha, so he'll always quote it. So they found a manuscript after the Maram Chalava passed away, so his son writes, my father just passed away, and I heard so much Torah from my father, I better start writing it down or I'm going to forget everything that I heard. So we have one page. He started writing down one page. So the one page is on this Ramban. How can the Ramban say that Sfira Saimer is a mitzvah saseh, shalei hazman groma, ein lecha hazman groma godel mizeh? So he says the teretz that all, he quotes from his father, Maram Chalva, the teretz that all the achrenim say, to knock sense into the Ramban. So the discussion that they have is like this. A mitzvah saseh, hazman groma means that zman is mechayv. Let's say Birchas Hamazon is called the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. What's mechayv to recite Birchas Hamazon? When you eat, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, when you eat the bread, k'dei sviyim chayv to bench. There's a time limit. If I eat a sandwich now and I didn't bench till tomorrow at 2:20, it's too late to bench tomorrow. It's already goodbye. It's too late. There's a limit. But that's not called zman groma. That's you restrict it in zman. Zman groma means that zman is mechayv. So when the Torah says you have to count spheres starting from the 16th day of Nisan, does that mean that the 16th day of Nisan, the Yom, the Zman is Mechayv and Sfiras HaOmer? Or maybe not. Maybe Tezai and Nisan is Mechayv and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayv and Sfir. So that should really depend whether Sfiras HaOmer is Zman is Adir Aisa Adir Rabban. According to Rab Chaim, it's not so. Rab Chaim said no one holds that Akrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayv and Sfira. He thought that the Chiyuv, the fact that there's a Chiyuv to bring Minchas HaOmer. Okay, but let's leave out the Rav Chaim. Meanwhile, it'll come out to be the same anyway. So if one should assume that Sfira HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa, so what you're saying in effect is that the Yom Tazayin Nisan is Mechayv and Sfira HaOmer. The Pasuk says, Miyom HaBiyachem, that's just to identify which day it is, but really the Zman is Groma, the Zman of Tezai Nisan is Mechayv and Sfira HaOmer, so then it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Groma. But if you hold the Sfira HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, why? So I'll be Pashtas, what you usually learn leaving out the Rav Chaim is, was it only the Rabbanon? Because the Zman of Tezai Nisan is Mechayv and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, and the actual Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayv in the Sfira. So that's not called the Zman Groma. It's going to turn out that it's only on a specific day. But that's like Birchas HaMazon, it's not called as Zman Groma because it's restricted. When you do, Zman Groma means that the Zman is Gerim, the Chiyuv, the Zman is Mechayiv. Like the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah is Mechayiv in Shofar. The Kedusha Sayyam of Sukkot is Mechayiv in Atilas Lulam, Mechayiv in sitting Yeshiva B'Sukkot. So that's the Shaila, is the Zman of Tezai Nissen, that's Mechayiv in Sfira Sa'imer, or the Zman is Mechayiv in Akrovas Minchas HaOmer. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says, and that's what a lot of Achrenim say, and that's what the Maram Chalva said, the son of the Maram Chalva, that's the first thing that he wrote, that's the only thing that we have. That's what he wrote from my father, Pshat, that's already in the days of the Maram Chalva. He was the next generation, it was right after the Ramban, it was generation after. So apparently they thought that it's not a Tosafim, they thought that the Ramban really said it.
Say there's a vana that if the natural thing in the world would have been bikurim, halas bikurim, if the natural thing in the world would have been that the moon was out always or the bikurim always grew, then the mitzvah would be all of the time. It's because the natural way it is. So it's not zman drama. But this is because it's tali on the korban. The korban is tali on the zman.
Okay.
And since it's a secondary thing, that's why it's not zman drama.
Right, it's indirectly zman gram. Zman is mechayv in the mincha saimer, but the mincha saimer in turn is mechayv in the sphere. So that's not called zman gram.
Would everybody, the
Achron
agree to the Maram Kolam? He's just saying because
it's
indirect, but the korban itself is bad,
so I'm telling on those
zman.
The korban is a zman gram. That's good. The korban is a zman gram. But that's a chavis hatzibur. That's not a chavis hayachid, yeah.
Maasek for the Ramban, it shouldn't make a difference though, because the ultimate brachot on that chav by Shona Esrei, that we don't archive about, because it's mitzvah esrei shesman grami drabanan. Here also, if you hold this with drabanan, and if you hold this one grami, women are going to be chayav. So it shouldn't make a difference.
Well, the Ramban holds like Rashi, that a mitzvah is the drabanan, the women are mechayav even in his man grama. This machleg is Rashi and Tosfos on that chav.
I think he picks like Rashi.
Yeah. Oh yeah?
There are used on the Ramban. The Ramban says it's
Okay, yeah, I think the Rambam probably holds that it is their Raisa. That's known as the Shita Sateisus, that Sfiris Amib is Man is the Rabban. And the Chachmei Sard usually used to follow the Goinim, and the Goinim more so than the Chachmei Ashkenaz.
If it's
their Raisa, what? Then the Zman is Mechayiv. If the Zman is Mechayiv, then it's a Zman Grama. It should really depend on this. It should really depend on this.
So do Sephardi women say Bracha?
I think the Sephardi women... Oh, do they say Bracha on Sphere? Do they hold that they're Mechayiv? I don't know. I don't know. Got to ask a Swati. Okay. Let's see. We should start the Haggadah now. We'll start the Haggadah tomorrow. Okay, Belineta, tomorrow we'll start the Haggadah. We'll start with Kiddush.
Especially in Brooklyn, according to what the Rebbe was saying, we really should say Sri Sama as soon as possible.
Yes.